Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October the 8th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 3.5 cents at 5.30 and a half, December wheat down 7.25 cents at 7.34, and November beans down 4.25 cents at 12.43. Looks like the corn and beans came under some hedge pressure out here. The beans broke as much as almost 17 cents off the highs. Despite this talk about the Chinese being back from holiday and being very aggressive in looking to buy U.S. beans. Now, aggressive to look, you know, I'm not sure what that means, but we didn't see any export sales this morning. Maybe we'll get something Monday or Tuesday. But last night, the beans shot up at 8 o'clock when the Chinese markets opened, kept most of it overnight. And then once we opened here this morning, after the first 15, 20 minutes, we started to break and took the beans ultimately lower on the day. Again, I think we had some harvest pressure here on the corn and beans. We look like we're going to have a pretty good harvest activity weekend. And to see the commercials doing some pre-hedges out here really isn't that surprising. The wheat market, I think, under a little bit of pressure here with the dollar still strong. It's going to be down 14 ticks, but still over 94 cents at 94.08. News that Japan bought Australian and Canadian wheat. The Philippines bought Aussie wheat. So certainly not good news for the U.S. out here. Like I said, we expect good harvest weekend conditions out here. Over the weekend, we should be 80 to 83 degrees in a lot of areas. We'll get a lot of work done. Crop progress should show corn and beans still ahead of the five-year averages out here. We don't see any real problems there. Hopefully, there won't be any new stories about Chinese-American tensions over the weekend. But overall, I think what we saw here today was some hedge pressure late. The wheat, we still need to see some demand. Now, on the other side of the coin, the oats were up 31 cents here today. Expanded limits, 653 and three quarters. December Minneapolis wheat up 4.25. New contract high and high close at 946 and a half. The Minneapolis wheat and the December oats are their own separate ballgame. I don't believe we've ever seen oats $1.23 over the corn. Never see that. We'll see if it continues, but you know, I think it's going to be a little bit tougher and tougher the higher this oat market goes, but there hasn't been any stopping it so far. I thought maybe yesterday, after being limit up, that would be it. Now we're up another 31 cents here today. Minneapolis wheat still strong. We know the problems in, you know, Canada, southern Canada and the plains, and our northern U.S. plains, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, all having some problems there. So they can go their separate ways out here. We could see lower Chicago and Kansas City, higher Minneapolis. We could see corn lower and oats moving higher. You know, keep in mind for the report, I wanted to be long corn, short beans going into the report. But, you know, with the funds long 200,000 contracts of corn, I think it's a very risky trade. And I'll have to decide whether I actually want to put that on. But I think the corn is going to be a little bit bearish on the, a little bit friendly on the numbers, where beans, I think, will be a little bit bullish. They're looking for the yield on the corn to be down 4 bushels. 0.4 of a bushel from last month. So that's a touch friendly. They're looking for the beans to be up 0.5 bushel from last month, so that's a little bearish. Corn stocks slightly higher. Bean stocks up 104 million bushels. And again, I think that number is going over 300 before it's all said and done. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.